I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that Israeli forces will stay in a buffer zone on the Syrian border and specifically on the summit of Mount Hermon until another arrangement is found that will ensure Israel's security. Netanyahu made the comments from the mountain summit, the highest peak in the area, which is inside Syria, about 10 kilometers from the border with the Israel-held Golan Heights. This was apparently the first time a sitting Israeli leader had entered Syrian territory. He added that he had been on the summit of Mount Hermon 53 years ago as a soldier, but the summit's importance to Israel's security has only increased, especially given recent events. Israel seized a swath of southern Syria along the border with the Israel-annexed Golan Heights in the days after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was ousted by rebels. Critics accuse Israel of violating a 1974 ceasefire that established the buffer zone and say Israel might be using chaos in Syria for a land grab. A senior Russian general was killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. A Ukrainian security official said its service carried out Tuesday's attack that killed Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov as well as his assistant. The official provided video of the incident and spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to release the information. The bombing came a day after Ukraine's security service leveled criminal charges against Kirillov, who was the chief of the Russian military's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's promise to end the war in Ukraine quickly is triggering concern among Russia's neighbors. In Estonia, some fear a deal to end the war may strengthen Moscow. Elizabeth Chernoff narrates this report from Ricardo Marquina on Estonia's border with Russia.
Estonia has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine and has its own concerns about Russia's intentions. Those worries have risen following news reports, quoting advisors to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as saying privately and publicly that they are considering plans that include trading peace for territory in Ukraine. Lise Muir is the defense counselor at the Estonian embassy in Washington.
From our perspective, certainly, if Ukraine cannot enter the negotiations from a position of strength and Russia is able to gain territory, this will set a very bad precedent in terms of European security and will further embolden Moscow to take other steps in Europe to challenge NATO.
On both sides of the border between Estonia and Russia, there are big questions about what 2025 and the new U.S. administration will mean for the outcome of the war in Ukraine and the future of Russia's other neighbors. For Ricardo Marquina in Narva, Estonia, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
A powerful magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck just off the coast of Vanuatu on Tuesday, causing widespread destruction in the South Pacific island nation. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Dan McGarry, who's the Vanuatu Daily Post's media director, tells the Australian network AUBC the quake was one of the most severe to have hit in years.
It's a stronger quake than I've ever experienced in my 21 years living in Vanuatu, and I've seen quite a few and quite a few large ones. My wife said it was the largest one she had seen in her life. She, of course, is born in Vanuatu.
McGarry adds at least one building collapsed in the center of Port Vila, and there's certainly at least one fatality, too. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Authorities in Mayotte say they are racing to stop hunger, disease, and lawlessness from spreading in the French overseas territory after last weekend's devastating cyclone, while Mozambique reported dozens of deaths from the storm. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
In Mayotte, many parts of the islands remain inaccessible. Hundreds or even thousands are feared dead, according to French authorities. Mozambican officials say dozens have died. Deaths have also been reported in Malawi.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.